tragedy hit the small, close-knit community of Mayo Bridge at the weekend when a three-year-old boy died after becoming entangled in a blind cord. Police were called to the family home just after 6 o'clock on Saturday night. At least 25 deaths across the UK since 1999 have been blamed on blind cords. Let's speak to the Window Blind Safety Campaigner, Aaron O'Connell. Morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. A tragic set of circumstances, this.
Yeah, but it is, and it's terrible, and it's happening too frequently. In Mayo, in the Republic, we actually had a close call. I think it was last Monday or Tuesday, where a child was found by his mother hanging from the blind cord, but fortunately was saved in time. But it's too frequent, far too frequent.
And what can parents do?
Well, there are a number of points that I highlight on my website. The first thing, and I would class this as being very important, that each different type of blind needs to be treated in a different way. So there's a different type of safety device, like you for each type of blind. A chain operated blind, you treat that differently to a Venetian blind. But I suppose the most important thing overall would be keep all cords out of reach of children. As Martin Regan, a campaigner who lost his grandchild there recently, said yesterday on one of the newspapers, it's imperative for all parents to actually go into child's bedrooms, and that's where most accidents occur, and throughout the house, and check every single blind cord and make sure it's out of reach. Even if you have to use a clothes peg for the moment, just to tie them up at least 5 feet off the ground, but bearing in mind that children can climb. So as high as possible, just put the cords away as high as possible. Don't tie the cords together because you're creating another loop. As I said, fit a safety device and one that's appropriate for the blind. There's plenty of advice. People can feel free to check my website. I don't sell safety devices on the website. There's a link there for to sell them somewhere else. But feel free to check the website, click on the photograph of the blind that they have, and then they can see what can we do, what's the simplest way of making that blind safe. Another point would be to make sure that all safety devices, that they're refitted after decorating. People take the blinds down when they're painting or papering walls, but they don't put the safety devices back up. And
what happens here? Because this is presumably, Aaron, something that many parents wouldn't even think about because it looks so innocuous. It looks so unthreatening, if you like. So the kids are playing with the blinds, and that's how they get into trouble.
Yeah, well, most kids, the most common cause is a child thinks it's a necklace or something to wrap or something around their necks or something to swing from. And then what they do is they wrap it around their neck and they'll either fall or they'll jump from the windowsill. And that's a major problem. But the most important statistics to bear in mind is that, and it's terrible for me to say it at this time of the morning, but it takes 10 seconds for a child to lose consciousness because they can't free themselves because their heads weigh more in proportion to their bodies and their muscular control isn't yet fully developed. So then their windpipes, they're not fully developed. So they suffocate more quickly if their necks are constricted.
My goodness.
And it takes about 50 seconds for a child to die. Now, fortunately for the child in Mayo in the Republic of Ireland, the child survived. I don't know how it survived. It must have been a miracle. But it does happen. And I've actually seen it happen on the internet where a poor mother was videotaping a party and she panned across the room with the camera, not realising that her child was hanging from a blind. Now, she put it on the internet to make people aware. But awareness is a great thing. I know RASPA have run a campaign last year in the north in relation to cord safety, and they've done a great job. But more still needs to be done.
Okay.
We need greater awareness.
Aaron, thank you very much indeed. Sad, sad story this morning.